And a warning, we're going to hear language that includes racial epithets in this conversation. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans wrote a modest critique of comedian Dave Chappelle's recent appearance on Saturday Night Live. Chappelle's monologue centered in part on Kanye West and anti-Semitism. Here's a clip.
I've probably been doing this 35 years now. And early in my career, I learned that there are two words in the English language that you should never say together in sequence. And those words are the and Jews. I've never heard someone do good after they said that.
So Eric Deggans was surprised by a barrage of vitriol that came at him in direct messages and comments after he wrote about Chappelle's monologue. And he joins us now. Hi, Eric.
Hi, I'm prepared for a fresh barrage after we get done talking about this. But let's do it.
Okay, so Dave Chappelle has made Saturday Night Live appearances in the past after a big election. So again, he appeared after the midterm elections. But this time, he opened with several minutes about Kanye West, Kyrie Irving, and anti-Semitism. Tell us your critique of that.
Well, you know, basically three things kind of bothered me about that monologue. There were parts where he seemed to sort of minimize what these two guys had done in terms of how they had talked about anti-Semitism or how they had revealed things about anti-Semitism. Kanye West in particular has said a lot of problematic things. The other thing that bothered me was that during his monologue, he seemed to surface a lot of tropes about Jewish people that we connect to anti-Semitism, talking about how many Jewish people are in show business, and which lends to that trope that they sort of control Hollywood, which is something that Kanye West has said, and other tropes about Jewish people that made me feel uncomfortable. And then, you know, finally, he had this moment where he talked about Black people being blamed in part for some of the terrible things that have happened to Jewish people, which didn't really make sense to me and didn't seem to connect to the other things that he was talking about. Why don't we just play it? Let's listen to this right here.
I know the Jewish people have been through terrible things all over the world, but you can't blame that on Black Americans. You just can't. You know what I mean? Thanks for the one person that said me.
So it wasn't just you, Eric. It clearly didn't resonate with the audience either.
Right. The audience was laughing to that point, and then there was kind of this uncomfortable silence as you could hear. Ultimately, I sort of feel like we're seeing anti-Semitic attacks and hate speech rise, and it's important for performers to talk as clearly as possible about these issues. One of the things that Chappelle does is he'll talk about something and then he'll say something that's sort of contrary. It's hard to get a full read on exactly what he's trying to say, and that's exactly what we don't need in a moment like this.
And you said that in your column, and your inbox and your social media feeds got flooded with sharp and kind of violent reactions. Quickly tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, people seem to equate my criticizing Dave Chappelle with me somehow siding with white Jewish people against a popular Black comedian. And people implied that, you know, I wasn't really a Black person. I was called an Uncle Tom. I was called a Sambo. Some people use the N-word. It was a barrage, and you know, that kind of stuff can be traumatizing, and it's just unfortunate because I feel like, number one, it's an attempt to intimidate somebody into not saying a contrary opinion. But you know, Dave Chappelle himself at the end of his monologue said that it's a scary time to talk about controversial issues, and that's something that troubles him. So I think it's kind of bizarre that his fans are creating this kind of toxic barrage of insults that is exactly what Dave Chappelle himself has criticized.
We have a clip of that. Let's take a little listen.
It shouldn't be this scary to talk about anything. It's making my job incredibly difficult. And to be honest with you, I'm getting sick of talking to a crowd like this. I love you to death. And I thank you for your support. And I hope they don't take anything away from me. Whoever they are.
Okay, so he kind of makes your point for you right there, Eric. But I just want to end with this question. Where do you think all of this, his monologue, your critique, the vitriolic responses, where does this put us in terms of being able to have conversations about issues like racism and anti-Semitism?
Well, I think what it shows is that if you're going to have these conversations, they have to be in an environment where everybody respects each other and they have to be clear-cut and direct. Again, I think the problem with Dave Chappelle's monologue is that it was tough to figure out exactly what he was saying. I think he did that on purpose so that his fans could defend him and say he wasn't minimizing anti-Semitism, although there were many points in that monologue where he seemed to be doing exactly that, and there were Jewish people who heard that monologue and were very disappointed by it. And my critique basically said that. I was disappointed. I didn't call him an anti-Semite. I didn't even say he wasn't funny. And his fans reacted with such vitriol that it makes it hard to talk about anything, and you feel as if you're going to get attacked if you even offer a tiny bit of criticism, and we'll never move forward on these issues in a situation like that.
Well, Eric, we hope it doesn't silence you. We appreciate your commentaries and criticisms. Thank you so much for joining us.
It won't, and thank you so much.
Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic.